This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
World leaders reacting this morning to news that broke last night that President Trump and the First Lady have been diagnosed with COVID-19. India's Prime Minister quick to tweet his support, wishing the Trumps a quick recovery. Pakistan's Prime Minister wishing them a speedy recovery as well, as did the Prime Minister of Poland, President of the European Council, and the British government. Those positive test results for Mr. and Mrs. Trump came back shortly after a top Trump advisor, Hope Hicks, was diagnosed with COVID-19. Before the results came back last evening, President Trump was speaking at the annual Al Smith Charity Dinner, a New York political tradition.
A nation is strong because of Catholics and, frankly, people of all faiths. That is why, as president, one of my top priorities is to defend religious liberty.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Republicans in the Senate have been accusing Democrats of religious discrimination, including towards the Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. But the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans are using such accusations to purposely avoid talking about big issues like health care.
My colleagues on the other side would rather talk about anything besides the fact that their president, their party, and their Supreme Court nominee poses a dire threat to Americans' health care.
At least one Democratic U.S. senator is willing to sit down with the Supreme Court nominee Barrett, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, becoming the first Democrat known to do so on Thursday despite the meeting. Manchin earlier pledged not to support confirming Barrett before November's election. Some Democrats have declined to meet with Barrett for the same reason, arguing the seat shouldn't be filled until after a winner is declared. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We told you at the top of this newscast that President Trump and the First Lady have tested positive for COVID-19. As for Vice President Mike Pence and his wife, news has just come that they've tested negative for it. They took tests this morning after President Trump and the First Lady were found to have tested positive last night. Pence is last known to have been in the company of President Trump on Tuesday when the two met in the Oval Office. News of the president's positive test keeps sinking oil prices, it seems. International benchmark Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate crude both down by about 4% this morning. In the case of Brent crude, it's down $1.60 a barrel to $39.33. The Denver Broncos getting their first win of the season, knocking off the Jets last night in Thursday night football played in the Meadowlands in northern New Jersey. The final 37-28, the Broncos' Melvin Gordon ran for 107 and 2 touchdowns. The Broncos are now 1-3. The Jets fall to 0-4. And the season premiere of Saturday Night Live is this weekend. It will feature a smaller-than-usual studio audience that will take COVID-19 protections. Chris Rock will be hosting the edition, and this year, Jim Carrey will be taking on the role of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. We've got lots to cover. Dr. John Zemarek is going to be leading the way here in just a moment. John, of course, the senior editor of Stream.org. I don't know about you, but lots of confusion about the Proud Boys. And even the way the question was asked by Chris Wallace. You know, oftentimes when a questioner or a moderator asks a question, you often, in order to frame the response, you will repeat the question back to the moderator. And this is what I hear and what I heard of what Donald Trump did, is that he, you know, repeated the question in a sense, because if you remember what Chris Wallace asked him, he says, are you willing to tell them to stand down? Well, the president, you know, did say that several times. And the fact that we keep cycling this, you know, over and over again, going back to South Carolina, the infamous moment in time that somehow the Democrats want to continue, and, you know, with help from the media, of what the president had said in South Carolina, when he talked about people being on both sides of the issue, being fair-minded or good people. It was over the debate of bringing down the statue. It was not about the raw aspect or, you know, the people's sentiments that people wanted to take it to, you know, in terms of actual racism, you know, versus, you know, some level of civility and where the country, you know, most Americans see ourselves and where we want to be. Not in the midst of this, and I think this is part of the problem, is that suddenly, you know, this is thrust upon us. And forgive us for not, you know, being right there with you. John Zemarek joins us now. John, we're just talking about, you know, during the debate, Mike Wallace asked a question. The president did what most responders do, and they will take a question and, you know, repeat a part of the question back. You know, because Wallace, as you recall, said, are you willing to tell the Proud Boys to stand down? And the president said that, and somehow that became interpreted as some sort of virtual dog signal or some sort of, you know, association with the Proud Boys. I didn't hear it that way, but Tim Scott, others, and of course the media are all over this relentlessly after the president has relentlessly repeated time and again. I mean, you go back, there's over two dozen times in recent history where he has repeatedly disavowed any support of white supremacy.
Well, I just want to point out the Proud Boys are in no way a white supremacist group.
It's just a slander from the Southern Poverty Law Center, which slanders every other conservative group in America, too. I mean, the president of the Proud Boys is Afro-Cuban. He's a lot darker than Joe Biden. It's not a white supremacist group. It's not a white supremacist group. That is a lie. It is a piece of slander from the pit of hell of the same kind that was thrown at Kyle Rittenhouse, at Nick Sandman, that is regularly used to lie about conservatives and Christians all across the country. What these people have against the Proud Boys is they fight back against Antifa. When Democrat mayors tell the police to stand down and let thugs in black uniforms and hoods beat up conservatives and Christians on the streets of America, these are private citizens who push back. Look how they demonized Kyle Rittenhouse. What was he doing? Trying to stop someone from burning down a gas station and a car dealership. They want to put him in prison for the rest of his life for first-degree murder for defending himself. Jake Gardner, they hounded him to his death. For what? Defending his business against a mob. Over and over again, the left want to use violent force, brown shirt thugs, against American citizens, and they want the cops and the mayors to back them up. That's exactly how the Nazis won in the 30s. They had street thugs, and they had the cops behind them.
Exactly. And, John, the Poverty Law Center, I mean, as you made ready reference that there are other, you know, groups, you know, like the Heritage Foundation that they have deemed unacceptable. I mean, a quick list and reference of, I mean, suddenly the Poverty Law Center has become the somehow appointed judiciary arm of righteousness in our culture?
Well, I mean, Amazon and other organizations made it official. If the Southern Poverty Law Center condemned you, that Amazon wouldn't let you sell your stuff. That makes it virtually a branch of the government. What is it? It's a bunch of self-appointed leftist watchdogs who denounce the Family Research Council.
Right.
You know? And it's also a money-making scam. Basically, the Southern Poverty Law Center used to do some good work in the 60s when it was Klan Watch, when the Klan existed. Rather than wind the organization down once its job was done, they decided, no, let's scare old people into thinking that the Nazis are taking over America, so they'll send money to us instead of letting their children inherit it. They're basically shaking down scared people with memories of World War II.
Well, and so, you know, and this is incredible that they continue to do this and, you know, to continue. I mean, they're all part and parcel of the cancel culture. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Tyler O'Neill wrote a whole book about the Southern Poverty Law Center, how bad they are. I interviewed Arthur Goldberg, this wonderful Orthodox Jewish activist who the Southern Poverty Law Center is trying to destroy his life. So we've got a piece at stream.org called Who Are the Proud Boys that I recommend people go read and read some of the facts about it, because these are the people who will have your back when Antifa is trying to burn your business down and burn down gas stations and beat up cops and burn down police stations. These are all things that Joe Biden wouldn't condemn, wouldn't denounce, he could have stopped it all. Joe Biden could have stopped all those riots that destroyed hundreds of millions of dollars of property, destroyed family businesses, destroyed whole neighborhoods. He could have stopped it all with a couple of phone calls to those Democrat mayors, as Chris Wallace correctly pointed out. And what did Joe Biden say? Oh, I wasn't in public office. I'm just a private citizen. 20 minutes earlier, he was saying, I am the Democrat Party.
Exactly.
Summed up so perfectly, Joe Biden.
Right. And unfortunately, those statements got lost in the morass and the mishandling of this debate by Chris Wallace. Even his own colleague, Bill Hammer, held his feet to the fire a bit. You know, I mean, they are colleagues and they're associated with Fox. They couldn't. I mean, I was surprised that Hammer had asked him, you know, some pointed questions about his mishandling of this debate.
It's I mean, we all knew the debate was going to be rigged against Trump. None of that's any surprise. I didn't expect Trump to be perfect. He wasn't perfect. He's one man fighting against the whole media.
Yes.
Against a huge media establishment. It's like Lech Walesa trying to get a fair deal in the communist media in Poland in the 1970s. It's really that bad.
Well, we've got to go to break, and we've got more from Dr. John Zemerick. He's the senior editor of Stream.org, and as he says, you want to know more about the Proud Boys? I mean, it seemed like the president wasn't all that up to date on the Proud Boys, much less Joe Biden. Chris Wallace had a little bit of an idea, and that's what he stuck him with. We've got more from John after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemera continues with us. He is the senior editor of Stream.org. John, of course, the disturbing news that we all woke up to this morning was that the president and the first lady have been diagnosed with having COVID.
Yes, and I think they're going to be fine. I certainly pray they're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if they come through this fine, maybe the providential purpose that we'll see in this is that Americans will stop panicking over this disease. They will stop letting this disease be used as a pretext for closing down their lives, closing their churches, closing their voting booths, and turning the election into the publisher's clearinghouse mail-in sweepstakes. The fact that this disease has served as the pretext for so much evil around the world. I mean, in Australia, the state of Victoria has been turned into a virtual totalitarian state.
Mm-hmm.
That's an English-speaking country with a common law heritage, the Magna Carta, you know.
When they
try to impose totalitarianism in New Zealand or Australia or England, that's like a trial run for the United States.
Look at what
Cuomo did to New York State. I have to talk about Andrew Cuomo right now. He did an order back in March dumping COVID virus patients on nursing homes full of the old and vulnerable, the one group of people guaranteed to die of COVID. And almost 20,000 New Yorkers, veterans, grandparents, did die, locked away in nursing homes, not allowed to see their family, not allowed to have the last sacraments. They weren't given Christian or religious burial. They were mass cremated like pets from a rescue shelter, from a shelter like the ASPCA, like unwanted pets. They were massacred. That's why I call Andrew Cuomo, and I hope people pick this up, the Adolf Eichmann of Albany. He conducted a little Holocaust there, but he wasn't alone. Other blue state governors did it in Connecticut, in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania, in California, but then they stopped. In Michigan, you know, they didn't do it. Red states like Florida that had the most elderly, and they had like among the fewest COVID deaths among the elderly because they protected the old people rather than treat them like extra animals at an overburdened kill shelter.
Yeah.
And now, the next thing Andrew Cuomo did, mind you, he said he needed to empty beds in hospitals. But he never sent any patients to the USS Comfort, which Trump sent to help with the crisis. He never sent any patients to Samaritan's Purse, the hospital that Franklin Graham set up in Central Park. Nobody ever went there. Meanwhile, COVID patients being dumped in nursing homes. When the controversy on this came out, the first thing Cuomo did was to take it off the health department website. He didn't reverse the order. He just buried the evidence. Then the next thing he did was he blamed all those deaths on Donald Trump, and now he's saying it didn't even happen, like a Holocaust denier. Andrew Cuomo was saying that virus patients were never sent to hospitals in New York State. Now, we know, I saw with my own two eyes the order from his health department doing that. There were media reports about it. It is Orwellian and frightening that the Democrats think they can count on the media to repeat outright blatant lies. They're the COVID deniers. They are the COVID revisionists. They are the conspiracy theorists. This was a real conspiracy. Now, why do that, right? Ask yourself. I ask myself, why on earth would you send COVID patients to the one place where you know they would kill people? And we still don't have a firm answer. Some people have pointed out that New York State got more Medicaid money for dead patients you could label with COVID than it did for live patients sitting in nursing homes. That sounds unbelievably cynical. It's hard to believe a New York State governor would act like that, like a concentration camp commandant.
Mm.
But how else do we explain the fact that Cuomo hid the order and is now lying about it? Another theory people have And I've written about this at stream.org. I was one of the first reporters in the country to talk write about this. It pumped up the numbers of deaths. It helped justify the lockdown. And the lockdown destroyed Trump's economy and put Biden in the lead in the election. It justified closing churches. It justified vastly increasing the power of the government over individual citizens, where they can just bust people in the street for not wearing a mask. That is so insanely un-American. You're not wearing a mask, we're arresting you, we're tasing you, we're yes. throwing you into a jail that we emptied of pedophiles and rapists to make room for you.
Yeah, because not wearing a mask is more severe than raping somebody, I guess, huh?
Right, and that is what the Democrats are about. Remember, revolutionaries throughout history, the first thing they do when they seize control of a city, they throw open the prisons to create chaos, to scare ordinary citizens, to make ordinary citizens timid and afraid, make them hide in their homes, and make them desperate to obey anyone who offers to impose order again. And that's what the Democrats have done. They created chaos by making an economic depression out of what was another seasonal epidemic of the kind that hits us, which, by the way, was dumped on America by China.
Because no doubt.
China locked down its own internal travel. They wouldn't let people fly in China because they didn't want to spread the disease. But they let flights continue all over Europe, all over America, except Donald Trump closed it down, and Joe Biden condemned him for being a xenophobe and a racist for not letting in Chinese, basically human virus bombs, which the
exactly.
Chinese were sending like suicide bombers. They were sending virus patients all around the world to make sure that other countries got this disease so that China would not suffer economically by comparison, just for having it
all by itself. Exactly. Well, and this is what the Chinese scientists reported that was quite shocking, saying that this was in fact man-made. You know, she has escaped China for her life, and you can understand why, because of other doctors who spoke up early. One is missing altogether, one is dead, died of COVID supposedly at the age of 34, I believe. And yes, I mean, this was purposeful. And
Twitter silenced her. She got kicked off of Twitter and Facebook. But don't think that there's some kind of conspiracy here, huh?
Yes.
When the whistleblowers can't even say what they want to say outside of China. They're trying to make the whole world into China, into one big totalitarian state run by a small elite of party members who are politically connected. That's how the Democrats would run America if they win in November.
John, this is why, I mean, in trying to, you know, get through all this confusion and chaos brought to you by the Democratic Party, and clearly it is the Democratic Party, the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party, the mainstream media, I mean, it has come against, you know, everyday Americans, the forgotten men and women, you know, where we've got ballot harvesting taking place in record numbers, you know, this mail-in voting thing, not to be confused with absentee mail-in voting, although they want to confuse the issue all the more because it gives them room in which to affect their diabolical plan and to really upend the integrity of the voting process, John.
That's right. They don't look. They were talking. There was an elite the Transition Integrity Project, the same Soros-backed group that wants to be in charge of counting our ballots, that's fantasizing about a coup against President Trump. They were saying we need to set up a system whereby we can make sure that candidates like Donald Trump aren't even allowed to run for office.
Exactly.
That's so American, isn't it?
Right, without a doubt. And I love that Donald Trump nailed Joe Biden on the fact of, you know, his involvement with the lack of the peaceful transition of power to his administration. He says, don't talk to me about that. And he
That's
nailed
right.
him and put him right at that very spot, even discussing the Logan Act to come against, you know, General Flynn. He is the senior editor of Stream.org. That's where you want to go, Dr. John Zumeric. John, thank you. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! With no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-3787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
World leaders reacting this morning to news that broke last night that President Trump and the First Lady have been diagnosed with COVID-19. India's Prime Minister quick to tweet his support, wishing the Trumps a quick recovery. Pakistan's Prime Minister wishing them a speedy recovery as well, as did the Prime Minister of Poland, President of the European Council, and the British government. Those positive test results for Mr. and Mrs. Trump came back shortly after a top Trump advisor, Hope Hicks, was diagnosed with COVID-19. Before the results came back last evening, President Trump was speaking at the annual Al Smith Charity Dinner, a New York political tradition.
A nation is strong because of Catholics and, frankly, people of all faiths. That is why, as president, one of my top priorities is to defend religious liberty.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, a lot of controversy over this debate and as to whose fault it was. But, you know, when it comes to order, this is why you have officials, like in a athletic contest. This is why you have umpires there and referees to make sure that the rules of play are conducted appropriately. And whenever said referees or officials become the story, then you know things are out of control. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us now, best-selling author, 25 books since 2004, six on New York Times bestseller list, founder and CEO of CorsiNation.com. Dr. Corsi, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific.
The announcement today of President Trump having COVID.
Yes, all of us are very sad. We're heavy of heart on this and praying for the President and the First Lady. And Hope Hicks, we heard last night, first of all, was Hope Hicks. And I was concerned when I first heard that, because she is so close to the President and the First Lady, as a close advisor to the President, I'd only hope that it did not transmit. But we found out this morning that, in fact, it did. But the second lady, Karen Pence, and the Vice President were... again, as a daily basis, they get tested, and they tested negative, thank God.
And also, Dr. Randy Jackson was on Fox and Friends early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is it was amazing. He said that President Trump had been on the Dr. Zelenko's hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin protocol for prophylaxis.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's recommending putting him back on that protocol for testing. And that's, I think, going to be that's going to be really important because the country realizes that, in fact, I think the hydroxychloroquine is something that will minimize the illness, hopefully. And, you know, this, I think, is really good, bad news for the country, bad news for Trump, but hopefully, God willing, he'll be able to be treated and it will be, he will be able to get over this without much difficulty. That's what we're praying.
Right, exactly. Now, had he continued to take hydroxychloroquine, because I know he did early on, and then there was such pushback and outrage that somebody would do something to protect themselves, did he stop taking it, or did he continue to take it and just not say anything?
No, he took the prophylaxis completely, which meant the 5-day treatment of hydroxychloroquine plus the zinc, and then after that should be one a week plus zinc, and the azithromycin only when he actually has been diagnosed with the disease. That'll kick in now. But what my experience is with this, and I'm not a medical doctor. CoursingNation.com has a program, telemed, where you can talk to a doctor who can prescribe this protocol, hydroxychloroquine for COVID, and the pharmacy will fill it. But I've experienced that people who have done this prophylaxis either don't get the disease or can get it in a minor way. And even with my own family, people who have had COVID, this cures them up really quickly.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of good news, but unfortunately it became a controversial drug, as you know, Jerome, and this is unfortunate. I mean, even to this day, hydroxychloroquine, I mean, I think you and I and a few others are the few that talk about it, you know, and it's the reason we do is because it has been proven time and again. You bring the people who have taken hydroxychloroquine, and they praise the results and are grateful that it was available to them.
Well, I think it's, again, the, you know, first of all, hydroxychloroquine has been around for 75 years, 70 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically, you've got a safe drug. That's what the doctors all tell us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this has, I think, been demonized in the by the Fauci and the others because they are wanting to get a pharmaceutical remedy, which will be very expensive and produce a lot of money. In, you know, there's been a money driver on this, and I think that's unfortunate because if the remedy works or helps people and is not producing this heart arrhythmia, which I've been told is really an exaggeration of the real risk, that's, I think, you know, realistically, let's get this available to people. That's
exactly.
You know, we could have saved tens of thousands of people from dying very positively if the hydroxychloroquine, and that's why I created this telemedicine program in Coursing Nation. And I think I'm very today pleased that I did. We've helped literally thousands of people and made it simple to, you know, and we have a pharmacy that can deliver to you anywhere in the country. And I'd like to see pharmacies be, you know, turn this on and doctors prescribe it. So we, you know, we'll keep telemedicine anyway. I think it's a great idea.
Exactly. No, I agree. Well, and more and more, I mean, it is, it's been around. Telemedicine has been around for a long time. But when you talk about, the cost of healthcare these days, I mean, this is a powerful instrument to reduce the cost of healthcare in America. And it's very qualified. I mean, you know, the advice that you get and, how these things are being addressed. And, you know, what you have done at CoursingNation.com is a service to America, especially when there seems to be a purposeful tap down and discouragement of something that can be quite helpful. And sadly, here we are in America once again. It's all about the money and the money interest, whether it's Dr. Fauci, who we know has many patents that are exclusive patents that he's hoping just that he and Bill Gates and others that have patents and have, you know, fiduciary interest in a vaccine and that they have, you know, some participation in. I mean, you're talking windfall profits to strike up the band here, Jerome.
Well, this is, I think, you know, first of all, we've got to look at this not just from the point of view of money, which is unfortunate, and, you know, but we got got to look at this from the point of view of health and helping people.
Yes.
We have people in our own family who were headed towards ventilators. The hydroxychloroquine and zinc prevented it, the azithromycin.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that with my own eyes. And, I mean, people can get very sick if this disease takes hold in you, especially the older or the comorbid, you know, people mm-hmm. who are obese or diabetes or heart problems, et cetera. But everybody in my family has taken the hydroxychloroquine very safely. I've taken it myself, and I'm continuing to take it, and I've not gotten COVID. Now that I can't, you know, I've also, you know, I'm 74 years old, and I've been relatively isolated myself in this whole time. But you know, my family's out and about, and people have not gotten sick except for one or two. What the one who got the most seriously sick is a health worker. And she was early on in the disease epidemic in touch with COVID-19 patients. That's how she got it. And she was very, very sick. And then we got her the azithromycin, the zinc, and the hydroxychloroquine. In 2 days, she started feeling better. In a week, she went back to work. Now, I can't prove, you know, that's not a clinical test, but I saw it with my own eyes, Bill, and that was good enough for me.
Exactly. Well, that's like one of the early gentlemen that was out here in South Florida. He was dying, already said goodbye to his family. And the doctor said, well, hey, look, we've got this one drug, hydroxychloroquine. Do you want to give it a shot? He said, what have I got to lose? 2 hours later, he's sitting up talking to his family. He said, hey, you know, don't make any funeral plans for me. I'm alive.
Exactly. I mean, this is a disease. 99% of the people who get this disease can survive it. And I've been listening all morning to what the reports are, and the president is evidently feeling some symptoms, but he is able to work. And what we see here is that he's going to continue his activities from the White House.
Yes.
And this is very important. I think, you know, that we've got to see the president remain active. Mm-hmm. Got to tell the country that, you know, the left has exaggerated this disease, and there are treatments. You can get treatments like this hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin. They're not expensive, and they appear to work.
Right, exactly. And you can go to CourseCNation.com and get more information. This is what we love about the country. Still right now, we still have the right to choose and the freedom to do so. It's just, you know, again, the psychological impact and damage that's been perpetrated upon our nation, Dr. Corsi, is so extreme. People think that it's going to be all over come November the 3rd, November the 4th. I think it's going to linger because of the fear factor and how it's taken such a deep root. But we've got more from Dr. Corsi. Stay with us.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Jerome Corsi from CorsiNation.com continues. Highly recommend, check out his website if you have any interest whatsoever regarding hydroxychloroquine, the forgotten drug, it seems like. They don't want to talk about it, but yet its history of effectiveness is very well established. You can go to CorsiNation.com. Up there in the tab, you will see a telemed consultation, telemed test kit. If you want to exercise your liberty to access hydroxychloroquine, that's where you need to go, right, Jerome?
That's right. And also, Bill, we've got two tabs up there at the top. One is for consultation with the doctor, tele-MD consultation. Yes. The doctor can get you hydroxychloroquine and zinc and azithromycin and anything else you need from a pharmacy that can deliver it to you. The doctor can prescribe it and can deliver it by mail or express. We've also got a COVID-19 test kit, which we've introduced. And again, this is a FDA emergency use authorized test kit. It's a pinprick blood serum test. It has to be administered through doctors, and we're doing it. Doctor prescribes it. Again, you do use a tele-MD service, and then we'll deliver it and probably administer the test to you in a pharmacy near you. Mm-hmm. And we've just introduced this, but I'm getting some requests on this morning from people now who need to be tested after.
Exactly.
The president has gotten this. It's kind of, this raises the whole issue to a new level.
Yes.
And, this I think is something that the country needs to be aware of because COVID-19 is survivable and it does not appear the president is, terribly sick, maybe even asymptomatic or mild symptoms. Mm-hmm. And if, Dr. Jackson is right and they're going to now do the full hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin protocol, what I've seen with my own eyes is he'll begin to recover very quickly. Mm-hmm. And most people who get COVID-19 are getting it today without being terribly ill, but there's still no FDA-approved medication for COVID-19 in the early stages.
Right.
So doctors tell you to go home and take an aspirin, that's not going to cut it.
Right.
And I think what we're doing is at least the FDA has the hydroxychloroquine is a FDA-approved drug. it can be prescribed off-label for COVID-19. It's not against the law.
Mm-hmm.
And the tests have shown, not only clinical tests, not randomized trials, et cetera, which have largely been rigged against hydroxychloroquine, giving it to sick people or very large doses when it is not going to be effective. And so, and it's relatively safe. It's, mm-hmm. people don't, I've not had, I talked to heart doctors who have been in the business, cardiologists for 30 years, my cardiologist. He said he's never had a patient that had a heart arrhythmia because of hydroxychloroquine.
Mm-hmm.
And people take this hydroxychloroquine every day for lupus,
right.
For rheumatoid
right.
arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
For malaria, this is a very small dose compared to that you take
right.
For COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And, if anything appears like it's going to work, if it's not going to harm you, and it's only prescribed in our program through a doctor. We don't sell hydroxychloroquine. The doctor's got to prescribe it for your needs. It's all mm-hmm. done within the medical profession, just like the test
exactly.
kits are.
And the test kit, how fast do we get the results on the test kit?
15 minutes.
Oh, in 15 minutes. Wow,
15
right, right.
Minutes.
So when you go to the
pharmacy.
Pharmacy, uh-huh.
And get the test.
Wow.
In 15 minutes, you got your result. And the pharmacy, we want this has to be administered by a health official.
Mm-hmm.
So, the way I set this up is that you'll go into the Corsi Nation website with the COVID-19 consultation or test kits,
mm-hmm.
and both of them have a red button, and you click it, and you go onto the program of the actual tele-MD company. I'm marketing this service. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not in medical science.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll get a physician licensed in your state who will call you, or in this case, they may just prescribe it for you, and the pharmacy will call you, and it'll take a little bit of time, and the pharmacy will tell you, where to come and pick up the test and to get the test administered. Again, in some cases, we'll even send a nurse to your home to administer the test,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll read it professionally, and we'll have the results that are reliable from that test. And this is a FDA test with an emergency use authorization, and we have on our website the emergency use authorization so you can read it.
Mm-hmm.
Any doctor who wants to know, we put up the technical specifications of the test, exactly what was submitted to the FDA for having this tested. It's at the FDA for the EUA, the emergency use authorization.
Mm-hmm.
And we have even a little video that shows you how the test works.
Right.
So, go
to CorsiNation.com, check it out for yourself. Jerome, I want to get back a little bit and discuss, what we were shown at this first presidential debate.
Yeah.
There was, people that count these numbers found that no doubt that Donald Trump interrupted Joe Biden an exceeding number of times, you might say. But also what they're not talking about is how many times Chris Wallace on a 4-5-1 ratio interrupted Donald Trump. I've said on the show that, an official, in this case, the debate moderator, does not want to be the story. They're part of it. They don't want to become Candy Crowley, and I would say that Chris Wallace ended up becoming, the modern day Candy Crowley because of his mishandling, and he allowed this thing to be so disruptive because of what and how he favored Biden and this whole deal. It'd be like an official at a football game being clear that he was prejudiced and making calls in favor of one team over another. Well, then what's going to happen is you're going to have a ruckus on the field. It's going to get out of control. We've seen this happen before where next thing you know, the benches are clearing and people are in fights. We probably came close to the dockets being cleared, and it was going to be more Biden coming after Trump, but it was because it was out of order, and this was brought to you by Chris Wallace. I in my estimation, he poorly handled this.
Well, it's kind of like you're playing football, and you realize you've got two opponents on the field, the other team and the referees, who are calling everything against you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And I also use another point, because I watched Donald Trump. I've known him for years, not well. I mean, in the 70s and 80s, I was like a frequent guest at the Plaza when he owned it in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to know him. We don't have dinner or anything of that nature. I don't talk to him. I don't consult with him. But I watched him react, and it's kind of like the indignation he felt that he was not being treated fairly, and he didn't like what the things that were being said. You know, Joe Biden, for instance, was really not for the Green New Deal, not the one that AOC has recommended. Other things have came out. So, I mean, I've taken a great lesson. I try to take as many lessons as I can from the life of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I always have thought about was, you know, Jesus Christ, when he got that same feeling of indignation, wasn't particularly nice when he threw the money changers out of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes when you've got a point you've got to make, being polite may not be the way to make it.
Yes.
Donald Trump, probably looking back on it, would have, you know, liked to have maybe been a little bit more, not so aggressive, but at the same time, he wanted to get across what he was seeing as lying or misrepresentation. He didn't want, I had reported, it actually, I was trending on Twitter.
Hmm.
I had information that the Biden people had the questions from the debate in advance. Not mm-hmm. that Chris Wallace gave them to them, but they had them. And I think Trump did not want to see Biden rehearse a bunch of talking points and be able to say them uninterrupted
mm-hmm.
while both Biden and Chris Wallace were attacking Trump.
Well, did you see that video, I think it's since been hidden, of a wire coming out of his shirt?
I did.
It was rather suspicious.
You know, I don't know about that. That would have to be really proven.
No, I know that. But, I mean, this is what happens. Is
I
these
know.
Conspiracies come up. You see things. You go, well, that's odd. Why is that there? Is that a heart stimulator or something? Or
I don't
what
know
was
what it was. I sure saw it. And
yes.
But I think, Bill, the point is that Biden, even if you listen carefully to his answers, was getting confused. He was kind of mumbling over himself and, you know, starting and stopping. And, what Trump got accomplished in the debate was he basically divided Biden from the core supporters of the Democratic Party who are hard left.
Yes.
And so, therefore, when Biden says, no, I'm not for the Green New Deal, well, that's a red flag.
Well, he said clearly, there goes your left wing.
Yeah, and he was right. Trump was right. And
mm-hmm.
Trump also said, well, what about, you know, packing the court of the filibuster? Well, again, Biden wouldn't say he was for those. Well, you know, everybody else in the Democratic Party is talking about those, and
exactly.
Again, it'll divide Biden from his hardcore radical socialist AOC, you know, supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden would not also condemn the violence done by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, which
exactly
raised the red. So Trump accomplished a lot of points in the debate, even though he might not have been the most polite on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay. I mean, you know, they talk about the Lincoln-Douglas debates. We couldn't air those today because of the language.
Well,
that was even back then. But we
people didn't vote for Donald Trump because he was polite. They
right.
like him to be not politically correct, and that's what he was, and I think he was very effective.
Exactly. Who do you want going up against Putin and President Xi and these other nefarious forces and Iran? Based on that debate, would you feel more comfortable having Joe Biden defending us on an international stage or Donald Trump?
I'm going with Donald Trump.
You and me both. I think that was real clear. We got to leave it there. Dr. Jerome Corsi has been with us. CorsiNation.com is where you want to go for more information. Thank you.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.